It's been an amazing day here today. So many great ideas from incredibly bright and talented young people. We've seen innovation in gaming, innovation in agriculture farming, great ideas for how you might teach in a different way. Very inspiring, and hopefully we've got some great UK winners that will go on to win the worldwide Imagine Cup.
We're second year computer scientists from UCL. I'm Tim, this is Fraser, and our last team member is Laura. Our mentor is Jeff Hughes from Microsoft, and we're working on a project called Peach Reality, which basically produces mixed reality into medicine.
Hi, I'm Gary.
I'm Rory.
I'm Alan.
And we are Pocket-Sized Hands. We've been working with our mentor David, and we've created our game Honeypot Espionage.
So Honeypot Espionage is a multiplayer virtual reality shooter focused around stealth combat.
Hello, my name is Janos. This is my team. Our third team member is Marco, and our mentor is Jason. The project we are building is Seed, which is a cloud-based teaching tool for programming.
4 years ago, I entered in the Imagine Cup for my university in Exeter. I went on to win the UK Nationals, then we went on to win the Global Imagine Cup Finals in Russia. The best advice I'd give is when you actually go to Seattle, there's going to be a lot of people you can speak with, whether it be competitors, judges, industry leaders, or people from Microsoft, and you have to really make the most of these networks.
Traditionally in business, you know, the more mature business brain will look at a particular problem a certain way. If you allow young minds and students to answer that same problem, traditionally you'll find that they come up with a completely different set of solutions, which for Microsoft is a very interesting proposition. We gain a lot of insights from how young minds utilize our technology, and sometimes we experience that shock moment where it kind of all comes together to culminate into something that is completely groundbreaking. That's why we run this competition, so that we can not only inspire young minds, but also be inspired ourselves.